And sisters, friends, peace in Lord Jesus Christ.
复活节快乐.
Happy Easter.
英文题目是我从巴克莱的每日读经释义里面所借用过来的.
The theme of today's sermon was from a devotional.
Yeah, from a daily study Bible.
From a daily study Bible, the Sunset Road that turned to dawn.
中文的题目呢是永志取的.
The Chinese translation of today's sermon. Was translated by Carol Zhang.
这是关于耶稣基督复活记载最深刻、最生动的一个故事.
This passage records the resurrection of Christ is one of the most
vivid
recordings of his resurrection.
耶稣基督复活显然是一个神迹.
It's a miracle that Jesus rose again.
但是在这个故事里面好像没有很多神迹的成分.
But in this passage, there really isn't a whole lot that sounded or looked miraculous.
一直到最后耶稣忽然消失，你可以说真的是一个神迹。
Until the very end, when it says he vanished, that you can say is a miracle.
但是在这个故事当中，也带着很深刻的神做工的色彩。
But in this passage, you can also say that it has a very, very God's hand is in this episode.
第16节中文圣经是说，他们的眼睛迷糊了。
In verse 16, the ESV Bible says, their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
所以原文是被动的,他们的眼睛被挡住了,他们不能看见.
Their eyes were kept from recognizing him. It's a passive form.
然后第31节又说,他们的眼睛明亮,这是中文圣经,其实原文应该是说,他们的眼睛被打开了.
In verse 31, it says, their eyes were opened.
所以两次都是被动.
So twice it's in the passive form.
许多人讨论说为什么他们原来看不见现在看见.
So they were discussing, many people discussed why they can't see and now they can.
但是最好的解释说这是神的作为.
But the best explanation was this is the act of God.
在他们的看不见跟看见中间神要显明一件重要的事.
Between the time when they can't see and can see, God wanted to show a very important thing.
那么这又是一个简单的故事.
This is a simple passage.
两个失望的耶稣的门徒离开耶路撒冷，要回老家去.
Two disciples who were in despair left Jerusalem to go to their home.
他们在路上谈论这几天所发生的事.
On the way, they discussed the things that happened recently.
这些事情是让他们灰心失望的事.
These things caused their despair and disappointment.
也是让他们有许多的不明白.
And also led to many things that they did not understand.
有一个陌生人就近他们跟他们搭讪.
A stranger approached them.
然后三个小时的路程，我想大概是3个小时吧，如果7英里，很快就过去了.
It's just 7 miles, so I think it probably is just a 3-hour journey.
或者走得更快，黄小子张来也许2个小时可以走完.
If Elder Wang walks faster, he might finish in 2 hours.
然后他们就把耶稣请进了他们的家.
So they invited Jesus to their home.
在用餐的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开.
During mealtime, Jesus took the bread and broke it and blessed it.
那么他们这才认识了耶稣.
That was when they recognized this was Jesus.
是的，他们认识耶稣的经过就是这么简单的一个过程.
It was such a simple thing, the process by which they recognized Jesus.
拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开，这是每一家主人都做的事.
All masters of their households would take the bread, bless, and break it.
在这个简单的动作里面,
in this simple action,
他们认识了耶稣,
they recognized Christ.
耶稣从他们的眼前消失了,
then Jesus vanished.
所以他们的失望立刻就变成兴奋的期待,
so that despair they initially had immediately become an eager anticipation.
他们立刻就回到耶路撒冷,
they immediately hurried back to Jerusalem,
把他们的发现告诉了门徒,
to tell the apostles of their discovery.
那么在这个过程当中, 他们也知道耶稣真的复活显现,
and in this process, they too now know that Jesus really is alive.
所以我想这一段的叙述, 如果我们按照时间的顺序来看, 可以分成这4个部分。
So I think if we divide this into 4 chronological order,
那就是相遇, 那就是关于所发生事情的对话, 那就是用餐时候, 在耶稣波比的时候给他们一个震惊的启示，以及最后他们回耶路撒冷报告。
So it can be broken down to the encounter, the conversation about the recent events, the startling revelation during the meal and the breaking of bread, and the returning to Jerusalem to share the news.
但是我们如果从门徒改变的角度来看，这段圣经可以从三个方向来讨论。
But if we view it from the perspective of the change in the disciples, we can break it down in this way.
首先我们看到是失望的门徒，灰心的门徒。
First, we see the disciples who have lost hope, who are in despair.
然后我们就看到这个门徒改变的过程是因着耶稣基督的怜悯。
And then we see their process of change, and all that is because of the merciful Jesus.
最后我们看到重燃希望的门徒。
Then we see the disciples with their hope rekindled.
以马忤斯到底在哪里呢？
Where is Emmaus?
许多人有许多的争论。
There is many discussion about this.
但是我们虽然不清楚这两个门徒他们的最终目的地在哪里。
Although we're not quite sure what their final destination was.
但是我们却清楚我们知道我们每一个人的最终的目的地。
But we know where our final destination is.
这两个门徒是在黄昏的时候走向以马忤斯。
These two disciples walked to Emmaus during the dusk hours.
我们的人生好像也是走向一个黄昏的道路。
Our lives, in our journey in life, we are also walking toward that sunset road.
总有一天我们到了人生的黄昏。
One day we will reach that dusk hour.
在黄昏之后是什么等待我们呢？
What awaits us?
是无尽的长夜吗？
Is that a long, long night?
还是我们像这两个门徒一样遇见了复活的耶稣？
Or are we like these two disciples who have met the risen Christ?
因此我们就知道黄昏之后的黑夜只是暂时。
So that we know after the sunset, the night is only temporary.
会为我们迎来复活的曙光。
Because the dawn of resurrection is right there.
我们首先看到的是失去希望的门徒。
First, we see the disciples who have lost hope.
十三节告诉我们说，正当那日，或者就是说在相同的一天。
So the verse 13 tells us that very day, which is the same day.
是哪一天呢？
What day is it?
就是二十四章第一节到第十二节所告诉我们的。
It's said in chapter 24, verse 1 through 12.
在那里，复活节的早晨，几个妇女到坟墓里去。
On Easter Sunday, the third day, several women went to the tomb.
要膏耶稣的身体。
To embalm him.
可是发现耶稣的身体不见了，坟墓是空的。
But they found that the tomb was empty.
又有天使显现跟他们讲话。
And an angel appeared and spoke to them.
说他已经复活了。
They told them that he is alive.
妇女们带着这个消息回去见使徒。
The women brought this news back to the apostles.
可是圣经上怎么说呢？
But what did the Bible say?
使徒不听妇女的话。
The apostles did not believe them.
以为是胡言。
They thought that this wasn't true, that this was an idle tale.
那么所以他们纵使是听到关于空坟墓的报道。
So even though they've already heard of the empty tomb.
使徒听到了。
The apostles heard of it.
往以马忤斯路上的这两个门徒也听见了。
The two disciples who were on their way to Emmaus also heard of this.
可是他们仍然不能相信。
But they did not believe.
他们离开了耶路撒冷。
They left Jerusalem.
因为那是他们的伤心地。
Because that was where they encountered their deepest sorrow.
因为耶稣钉在十字架上。
Because Christ was crucified.
这位他们所敬仰的先知。
This prophet whom they loved and looked up to.
可能是他们所期待的弥赛亚。
Was probably the Messiah they had hoped.
现在被钉在十字架上处死了。
Has now been crucified and has died.
他们带着期望。
They had held hope.
可是现在他们的希望破灭了。
But their hope has been shattered.
失去希望的门徒，他们对耶稣有什么了解呢？
These disciples who have lost hope, what was their understanding of Jesus?
他们认为耶稣是一个先知。
They thought that Jesus was a prophet.
在神和百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
A prophet was mighty in deed and word before God and
people. 其实耶稣自己就宣告说，他就是圣经所预言的先知。
And Jesus himself proclaimed that he was the one whom the prophecies point to.
路加福音第四章第十一节。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 11.
当耶稣来到拿撒勒的会堂。
When Jesus came into the temple.
他打开了圣经。
He came to the temple in Nazareth and opened his scriptures.
那就是念到以赛亚书61章跟以赛亚书58章上面的话。
He read Isaiah chapter 61 and chapter 58.
那里就提到未来弥赛亚的预言。
It prophesies the coming of the Messiah.
然后耶稣就说, 今天这经应验在你们中间了。
And he said, this has now been held true before you.
他是怎样的一位先知呢?
What kind of prophet is he?
也许以色列人立刻就明白说, 是不是他就是生命记18章15节所说的那位先知?
Maybe the Israelites recognized right away that this was the prophet prophesied in Deuteronomy.
那么在那里摩西说, 主要从你的弟兄当中兴起一位先知向我。
In there, Moses said, among you I will raise a prophet.
是以色列人最伟大的先知摩西。
This is the greatest prophet among the Israelites. This is Moses.
要预言说有一位先知要像他。
Who has prophesied that there will be a prophet like him.
那么耶稣不单单是说话有大能。
Jesus spoke not only spoke with power.
他也行神迹证明他的身份。
He also performed miracles to prove who he was.
所以难怪在约翰福音里面记载到尼哥底母见耶稣。
So it was written in John that Nicodemus came to find Jesus.
他说你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行。
He said the miracles you performed, if had it not been for God, it would not have been done.
所以这两个门徒说, 他们就是耶稣就成为他们的盼望。
That's why these two disciples said Jesus was our hope.
他会拯救以色列民。
He will redeem Israel.
会恢复以色列的光荣。
He will return Israel to glory.
会使得以色列民脱离罗马的辖制。
He will lead Israel out of the control of the Romans.
但是这样一位先知,
But this prophet
竟然被像罪犯一样的处死。
Was put to death like a common criminal.
钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
他们的期望越高,
The higher their hope,
他们的失望就越大。
The bigger their lost hope.
这样的一位耶稣,
This Christ,
那么对于他们与弥赛亚的期望是不符合的。
This Jesus was different from what they were expecting from the Jesus.
这就是他们失望的原因。
This was why they had lost hope.
甚至他们如何看待空的坟墓呢?
And how did they regard the empty tomb?
22节说,
In verse 22 it says,
有些妇女使我们惊奇。
The women made us amazed.
那么中文有一个圣经翻得更强烈，说把我们吓坏了。There's
a translation version that says it frightened us.
他们把我们吓死了。They
frightened us to death.
那怎么会吓死呢?
Why were they frightened?
因为他们丝毫不期待耶稣的复活。Because
they had no expectation that Jesus would be resurrected.
24节他们又说。In
verse 24 they said.
只是没有人看见他。
Him they did not see.
没有人看见他。
No one saw him.
他们站在耶稣的跟前说, 没有人看见他。
Right in front of Jesus, they told him, no one saw him.
这是多么奇怪的一件事呢?
Isn't that strange?
14节跟15节用同样的表达。
In verses 14 and 15, they said the same thing.
他们彼此谈论。
They discussed.
他们谈论相问。
They talked and asked each other.
那么甚至有人说, 这是一个 highly emotional dialogue, 是一个满了情绪的一个争论。
And some said this is a highly emotional dialogue.
没有关系。 那么满了情绪的争论, 就像是门徒争论谁伟大那样子的争论。
Just as it was a highly emotional dialogue, just like the way the apostles debated over who was the greatest.
他们两个人不明白耶稣被钉死到底是怎么一回事。
They didn't understand the crucifixion of Christ.
他们可能争论说以后我们的路到底该如何走。
Maybe they're debating what's going to happen to us now.
我们心里面以为的弥赛亚现在已经被钉在十字架上了。
This Messiah that we hope for is now crucified.
坟墓空了又怎么样?
So what if the tomb is empty?
没有人看见他。
No one saw him.
他到底在哪里?
Where is he?
这就是他们争论的原因。
This was why they were debating with each other.
什么事情, 各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹跟朋友,
What thing, brothers and sisters and friends,
在我们的心里面,
is in our hearts,
成为我们的挣扎,
is the thing that we struggle with,
我们没有答案,
that we don't have an answer to.
刚刚张牧师也祷告到, 最近教会真的是有许多受苦的人。
Just now when Pastor Wilson prayed, he also prayed about those who are currently suffering in church.
老实说,许多的事情我们没有答案。
Honestly, a lot of things we don't have answers to.
成为我们的争论。
These things can become things that we debate about.
我们越谈越没有答案。
And yet the more we discuss, we still don't have an answer.
这是在两个门徒离开耶路撒冷时候他们的心灵状况。
This was the emotional state of the two disciples when they left Jerusalem.
可是在路上他们遇见了蛮有怜悯的复活的耶稣。
But on their way, they met Jesus, who was merciful and is now risen.
那么我们看到耶稣在这里是主动的来参与。
We saw that Jesus proactively approached them.
中文圣经说耶稣亲自就近他们。
In the Bible, it says Jesus drew near to them.
那么特别在原文里面把他这个字，就是耶稣前面那个他这个字摆在最前面，这是一个强调的讲法。他耶稣就近他们。
It says Jesus himself approached them.
那么是耶稣主动所做的这个事情。
Jesus did it out of his own will.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹， 我们会不会有的时候在人生的道路上正像这两个门徒一样？
Dear brothers and sisters, maybe we are like these two disciples right now in our journey in life.
在我们基督徒的经验的里面，
In our lives as Christians,
常常在我们的人生的最低谷，
When we are at the depths of our sorrow,
我们找到了耶稣，
We found Christ.
其实更严格地说，
But more strictly speaking,
是我们被耶稣所找到。
He found us.
我们中间有一些还没有信主的朋友吗？
There might be among us some who have yet to believe.
我们中间有一些，也许你有一段时间没有参与教会的敬拜吗？
Maybe you haven't come to church for quite a while.
我们中间有一些，你觉得你现在是在人生的低谷吗？
Maybe you feel that you are now in the depths of despair.
因着身体的疾病，
Because of illness.
因着工作上的不顺利，
Maybe because of disappointments at work.
因着亲子关系、夫妻关系的问题。
Maybe it's because of your relationship with your children.
我们觉得我们是在人生的低谷。
You feel that you are at the depths of your life right now.
在人生的低谷。
You're in the depths of despair.
满有怜悯的耶稣要找到我们。
The merciful Jesus will come and find us.
那么然后在这个找到的过程当中，
And in this process,
有神的作为。
God is acting.
眼睛迷糊，眼睛明亮，原文都用的是被动的动词。
Their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and then their eyes were open. These were all passive.
那表示说这是神主动所做的。
That meant these were done by God.
是因着神的作为。
It is because of his actions.
让他们先不认识，后来能够认识。
That they first didn't recognize him, then they saw and recognized him.
然后耶稣用两次的问话。
And twice Jesus asked them.
这两次的问话并不是耶稣不知道答案。
Not because he didn't know the answers.
而是耶稣借着这两次的问话，
But through these questions, he asked them twice.
是为着他的门徒，
Was for the sake of his disciples.
是站在他门徒的立场来问这些问题。
He's asking them from their standpoint for their sake.
那我们看到格留巴怎么回答呢？
How did Cleopas answer?
那么刚刚钟培牧师读英文的时候读得很有味道。
When Pastor Wilson read it in English, he read it dramatically.
因为呢带着一点点讽刺的味道。
He read it with a little bit of sarcasm.
如果我要用中文翻的话是这样。
If I would read it in Mandarin, it would be like this.
只有你一个人在耶路撒冷做客，竟然不知道每一个人这几天都在谈论的事吗？
Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here in these days?
只有你一个人摆在句子的最前面。
Are you the only one? They led with that.
所有的人都知道的事情，
Everyone knew this.
你竟然不知道，
But you don't?
What a dumb question. 多么笨的一个问题。 或者我如果要讲的中文一点， 先生真是孤陋寡闻。 你不用翻了，没有关系。 各位亲爱弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
然后耶稣在这里再一次地问他，
Jesus asked them again,
是什么事情呢？
What is this?
这些事情都是跟耶稣有关的。
All these happenings were related to Jesus.
耶稣都问这一些问题。
Jesus asked about these things.
好像是要提醒这些门徒。
To remind them.
在他们没有真正遇到复活的耶稣之前。
That before they met the real risen Christ.
他们心里面的迷惘。
The questions they have in their heart.
各位亲爱弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在我们信主，在我们遇到主之前，
Before we met Christ, before we believed in him.
我们也有许多的问题。
We too have a lot of questions.
有基督徒跟我们传福音的时候,
when Christians try to spread the gospel,
我们可以振振有词地问问题。
We can ask them.
那么好像越问越觉得自己有道理。
And the more we ask, the more we think we are right.
越问越觉得那些基督徒信的糊涂。
The more we think that it's foolish of the Christians to believe.
才是有一天当我们认识复活的耶稣。
But on the day when we ourselves know the risen Christ,
我们想起以前所问的许多的问题,
we think back and remember the questions we asked.
我们就会觉得羞愧啊,
we feel ashamed.
我们觉得以前我们那么有理由,
we feel that in the past when we thought we were so right,
可是我们遇见了复活的耶稣,
but when we met the risen Christ,
不单单这些问题不重要了,
these questions no longer matter.
可能这些问题还存在,
they might still be there.
但是我们知道这些问题我们不需要再问了。
But these are questions we don't need to ask.
因为我们遇见了复活的主。
Because we have met the risen Christ.
所以耶稣在这里让这些门徒问这些问题。
So here Jesus let the disciples ask him these questions.
他很谦卑, 他很忍耐地听这些门徒来质疑他。
Very humbly and very patiently he let the disciples ask him these questions.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 在我们人生旅途上是不是也会有一些问题?
Dear brothers and sisters, in our journey in life, do we also have questions?
我们有许多问题想要问。
We have questions that we want to ask.
我们有许多问题我们觉得找不到答案。
There are questions that we can't find an answer to.
因着这许多我们心里面内在的问题。
A lot of these questions are problems from within.
我们觉得耶稣离我们很远。
We feel that Jesus is very far away, far removed from us.
但会不会我们就像这两个门徒一样?
But is it because we just might be like these two disciples?
其实耶稣就在我们旁边。
Jesus is actually right next to us.
他耐心地听我们的问题。
He is there patiently listening to our questions.
耶稣的开导是什么呢?
What did Jesus enlighten them about?
当他们谈了这许多事情之后,
after they discussed all this,
耶稣说, 爱无知的人啊,
Jesus called them, oh, foolish ones.
我们中文圣经那个爱没有翻出来。
好，没有。好，就无知的人呐。 Oh, foolish ones.
好，那我们可以说，哎呀，无知的人呐。
Oh, foolish ones.
好，那么各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣在这里非常干脆呀。Jesus
is very straightforward here.
他这里没有讲好听话。He
didn't speak really kind words to them at all.
他在这里是把真话告诉我们。He
spoke to them the truth.
我们中间不管是信主的朋友也好，或者是还没有信主的慕道的朋友也好，
Among us, whether we're Christians or those who have yet to believe,
有的时候真话听起来是很刺耳的。
Sometimes the truth can be hard to hear.
如果有一天你去福音班，老师说无知的人啊。
Maybe one day when you went to gospel class and your teacher tells you, oh foolish one.
可能有人站起来就走了。
You might just stand up and go.
但是耶稣在这里说，无知的人啊，你们知道的太少了。But
here Jesus said, oh foolish one, you know so little.
耶稣不是这样子讲。Jesus
didn't say that.
耶稣说，你们的心信的太迟钝了。Jesus
didn't say you know so little. He said you're slow of heart to believe.
所以无知的问题其实不是真正在于知识的多少。So
this foolishness is not about knowledge.
无知的问题是在于我们有没有一个愿意的心。
It's about whether you have a willing heart.
无知的问题是在于说我们愿不愿意心里面做一个决定。
It's about whether you are willing, whether we are willing to make that decision in our hearts.
在信仰上我们总有许多理智上的问题。
We always will have many questions, rational questions in our belief, in our faith.
我们不可能找到一个完完全全让我们理智上可以
And it's not possible to find an answer that will perfectly answer all the questions that we have.
但是大多数的人，几乎所有的人，信仰上的问题，不是理智上的问题。But
most, for most people, the questions of faith are not a question of the mind or the rationale.
那其实是一个意志上的问题。It
is a question of the will.
我们愿意相信吗？
Are we willing to believe?
所以信耶稣的障碍不在于理性。
So the hindrance to believing in Jesus is not, doesn't lie with your rationale.
而是在于我们的意志。
It lies in our will.
法国的一位非常出名的神学家、科学家、哲学家 Pascal 讲过这样的一句话。
The French philosopher and theologian Pascal.
他曾经说
，He once said,
他说我们的心有一个理由。
There's a reason in our heart.
那么这个理由是我们的头脑所不能够明白的。
This is a reason.
Yeah, a reason.
A reason in our heart that our mind cannot understand.
Yeah, that's good.Better than Pascal. 他讲的比 Pascal 的原文更清楚哈。那么，所以到最后
，So at the end，
拦住我们相信的
，What blocks us? What hinders us from believing?
其实不是一个理性的问题
，It's not a question of the mind.
对于我们基督徒也是一样
，It's the same for us Christians.
在我们信仰上所遇到的很多的难处
，The difficulties that we face in our faith.
我们没有办法用我们的理性来完全的解决。
We might not be able to perfectly rationalize it, explain it.
但是我们必须要愿意相信。
But we need to be able to believe.
我们相信神不会做错事。
We know that God will not do the wrong thing.
纵使我不明白。
Even if I don't understand.
我相信神仍然不会做错事。
I know and I believe that God will not do wrong.
所以只有在信的里面。
So it is only in faith.
我们才能理解。
That we can truly understand.
所以有人讲过这样的一句话说 I believe so that I may understand. 我相信这样我才能理解。
I believe so that I may understand.
Okay, all right. 那么然后我们看到这位蛮有怜悯的耶稣他是如何开导门徒呢
So how did Jesus enlighten the disciples?
他说岂不是应当的吗原文的意思是说那是必须的。
He said, isn't it necessary?
那么摆在这个句子的最前面，那是必须的一件事情。
In the original text, it is necessary was placed in front.
那意思就是说，耶稣基督的受害不是一个意外。
That meant that Christ's suffering is not an accident.
而是神应许成就的重要的一个步骤。
It is a suffering that God had approved and God, it was done under God's authority and His will.
所以圣经上说，他就从摩西开始，一直到众先知，凡指着基督的预言，都给他们讲解明白。
So in the Bible it says, from the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them all that the scriptures and the prophecies and the scriptures that pointed to Him.
所以借着这样子的一个解释。
And through this explanation,
他们可以明白耶稣基督弥赛亚，所以受害是必须的事情。
They understand that Jesus, the Messiah, needed to go through this suffering.
当耶稣解释完了之后
，After he's done explaining,
天已经晚了
，It's already dark.
那么所以呢，他们就已经靠近了他们所要去的地方。
And they were nearing their destination.
那么圣经上讲的非常的有意思。
The Bible said.
他说耶稣好像还要往前行。
The Bible is quite interesting because it says here Jesus acted as if he was going farther.
那有一个圣经翻得更加的强烈。
In one version, the translation is even stronger.
耶稣装作还要往前行。
He acted as if he was going farther.
装作还要往前行。
He pretended as if he was going
farther. 那意思就是说耶稣是想要前行还是想要留下来呢
？What does that mean? Did he really want to go?
耶稣是想要留下来。
He wanted to stay.
可是他装作还要往前行。
But he pretended that he was need.
为什么要这样子做呢
？Why did he do that?
因为虽然耶稣愿意留下来。
Because even though he wanted to stay.
愿意更多的把他自己启示给这两个门徒。
He wanted to reveal himself to the disciples.
但是人有责任。
But men, we also have a responsibility.
人的责任是什么呢
？What is our responsibility?
就是要把耶稣留下来。
Our responsibility is to ask him to stay.
所以中文圣经翻成强留。
So in the Bible it says they urged him strongly.
那么这个强留这个字呢，有的人认为是说是带着一个紧急的感觉。
So in the word urging, it has a sense of urgency.
哎呀，你一定要留下来。
You have to stay.
耶稣说不用不用，我继续往前走。
Jesus said, No, it's okay. I'm gonna.
他们说不行，你非留下来不可。
They said, No, you have to stay.
不是一个三心两意、敷衍了事。
So it's not just It's not just words of.
我也不晓得怎么翻了，你知道我的意思就是了，带着一个紧急的感觉。
They meant it for real. It wasn't just a fake thing.
所以有一个英文圣经翻译成说 they prevail over Jesus.
So there's a version in English that actually says they prevailed over Jesus.
然后底下那几个字就非常的宝贵。
And then it says
然后耶稣就进去。
Jesus went with them.
然后耶稣就住下。
And he was at the table with them.
然后耶稣就坐席。
He stayed with them and he was at the table with them.
这三个动词,
These three verbs.
让我们想起启示录3章20节。
Leads us to Revelation chapter 3 verse 20.
说看哪，我正在门外叩门。
It says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door.
我要进到他那里去。
I will come into him.
我与他，他与我一同坐席。
I will come into him and he with me and we will sit together.
在牛津大学的有一个学院里面挂着一幅这样子的画。
There's a painting about this in Oxford University.
我去年复活节之前就看过那一幅画。
I saw it last Easter, before last Easter.
画的就是启示录3章20节。
It depicted what was said in Revelation chapter 3.
那就是一个紧紧锁住的门。
It's a locked door.
门上没有把手。
There was no handle on the door.
所以只能够从里面打开。
So it can be opened only from the inside.
我们中间有一些还没有认识基督的朋友。
There are maybe some among us who have yet to know Christ.
你的心像是一个锁上的门啊。
Your heart is like a locked door.
只能够从里面打开。
Only you can open it from the inside.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们有一些认识主很多年的朋友。
There are many of us, there's some among us who might have known Christ for a long time. But after all this time, our love and faith toward him might have cooled down a bit. We too need to hear him knocking at our door. And open our doors. And ask him to come and reside at the premier place in our hearts.
那么然后我们最后看到这一段与门徒相遇最高潮的经验。
And then we come to the climax of this passage.
那就是耶稣进去了。
Jesus went in.
请问他是用什么样的身份进去的呢?
What was his position when he went in?
他是以一个客人的身份进去了。
He went in as a guest.
然后他们就开始用餐了。
And then they started having a meal.
在他们用餐的时候,
When they were having the meal,
耶稣拿起饼来,
he took the bread,
注谢了,
blessed it,
就拨开,
and broke it,
就递给门徒,
and gave it to them.
他变成了一个主人,
and from there, from a guest, he turned into the master.
那么然后当他拨开递给门徒的时候,
and when he broke the bread and gave it to the disciples,
门徒忽然就认出了他。
Their eyes were opened and they recognized him for who he was.
为什么会这样子呢?
How did that come to be?
我相信这两个门徒是跟过耶稣一段时间的人。
I believe that these two disciples followed Christ for quite a while.
虽然他们不列在使徒当中,
even though they weren't part of the 12 apostles,
但是他们一定是跟耶稣非常亲近的人。
But they must have had a very close relationship with him.
他们可能有许多跟耶稣一同用餐的经验。
They might have shared several meals with him.
看见耶稣拿起饼来注谢了拨开。
And saw him take the bread and break it.
他们可能也是亲眼看见耶稣行神迹喂饱5000人。
They might have seen the miracle where he fed the 5,000.
同样耶稣拿起饼来注谢了拨开。
In the same way he took the bread and broke it, blessed it and broke it.
甚至他们可能听见11个门徒告诉他们。
They might have also heard the 11 apostles telling them
在逾越节的那天晚上所发生的事情,
the happenings on the night of the Passover.
耶稣拿起饼来注谢了拨开递给门徒。
Jesus took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his
disciples. 所以这样子的一个动作,
so this action
让他们回到了从前,
brought them back to the times they spent with Jesus.
所以有一个英文的圣经注释是说, back to the old good days.
So there's a footnote in English translation that says back to the old good days.
他们回到了以前。
They returned to the past, the good days.
他们发现这位钉死的耶稣,
they found that this crucified Christ
并没有离弃他们为孤儿,
did not leave them as orphans.
这位钉死在十字架上现在又复活的耶稣,
This Jesus who was crucified but is now risen.
跟他们的关系还是在跟上十字架之前一样的亲近的关系。
His relationship with them now is exactly the same, exactly as close as the relationship he had with them before.
好像这几个门徒
It's as if these disciples
在这一个失望当中
in this despair,
好像进到一个黑暗的隧道里面。
They were entering a very dark tunnel.
可是他们离开了隧道。
But they left that tunnel.
他们发现阳光更加的强烈。
And they found that they found sunlight and it was brighter than ever before.
他们发现原来耶稣昨日今日都没有改变。
And they realized that Jesus never changed yesterday or today.
而且将来也不会改变。
And he won't change in the future.
在以马忤斯路边那个小房子里的坐席。
In that little house near Emmaus,
好像也预告将来有一天，我们要在天上与耶稣基督一同赴羔羊的婚宴。
It is a preview of the heavenly feast that we will share with Christ in heaven.
所以他们拿起饼来，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，门徒就认识他。
So when Jesus took the bread and blessed it, the disciples recognized him.
死亡不能够改变耶稣和他门徒的关系。
Death can change the relationship between Jesus and his disciples.
对于门徒跟耶稣基督的关系来讲
，That relationship
死亡不能拘禁耶稣
，can't be held back by death.
那么死亡也不能够改变，死亡也不能够拘禁耶稣和他门徒的关系。
Death can change or chain down that relationship.
如果我是门徒的话
，If I was One of the disciples.
我就希望耶稣多留一点。
I would have wished that Jesus stayed a bit longer.
但是耶稣立刻就消失了。
But he vanished right away.
我们会不会觉得好煞风景？
Don't you think it's a bit too sudden?
他如果留久一点不好吗？
What would it hurt if he stayed just a little bit longer?
但是耶稣为什么离开了呢？
But why did he leave?
因为从今之后，
Because from now on,
所有属于耶稣基督的门徒，
All disciples who belong to Christ,
不单单是这两位。
Not just these two.
不单单是亲眼看过耶稣基督复活的门徒。
Not only those who saw him resurrected with their own eyes.
也包括今天的我们。
It also includes us today.
我们要凭着信心而不凭着眼见。
We are going to live by faith and not by sight.
这就是耶稣为什么在约翰福音里面对他的门徒说。
And this is why in John Jesus told his disciples.
我去是与你们有益的。
It is good that I leave you.
我若不去，保惠师就不来。
If I don't leave you, the Holy Spirit cannot come.
如果我是耶稣的门徒，
If I was Jesus' disciple,
我会跟耶稣说，
I will probably say to Jesus,
你也不要去，保惠师也要来。
Why don't you not go and let the Holy Spirit come too?
这样我们就有双保险。
Then we have double insurance.
但是耶稣说，我去是与你们有益的。
But Jesus said, it is good. It is
for your good. 耶稣去如何能够与我们有益呢？
How is it for our good that he leaves?
因为从耶稣去了之后，
Because after he left,
他差遣保惠师来。
He sent the Holy Spirit.
从此我们基督徒的人生，
From now our lives as Christians,
就是凭着信心而不是凭着眼见。
It's based on faith and not based on sight.
我们看到重燃希望的门徒。
We saw the disciples with their hearts rekindled, with their hope rekindled.
门徒就说，当他们打开圣经的时候，当他打开圣经的时候
，The disciples said, when the scriptures have been opened.
我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Our hearts burned.
那么这个圣经的打开跟门徒的眼睛被打开用的是同样的动词。
The verb open here is the same as the verb when their eyes were opened.
所以我们如何能够认识耶稣呢？
So how do we know Christ?
是靠着这个打开的圣经。
It's through this open scripture.
到最后我们是从圣经上来认识耶稣。
We know him through the Bible.
所以他们心为什么会火热呢？
Why do their hearts burn?
现在他们终于明白。
Because now they understand.
原来使他们灰心的事。
What had caused them to despair so deeply?
正是应许的实现。
Is actually the fulfillment of the promise.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我想到火热这个字的时候。
When I think of the word
burning. 我也想到我们基督徒会有的一个经验。
I think of our experience as Christians.
当我们没有经历火热，
When we don't undergo that burning,
我们还不晓得我们的心原来多冰凉。
We don't know how ice cold our hearts are.
我们有一些还没有信主的人，
Some of you who are yet to believe.
当我们还不认识耶稣的时候。
When you still don't know Jesus.
我们的心是何等冰凉。
How cold are your hearts?
我们人生的道路可能是在相当这个苍白的一个道路上。
Your life, your journey in life is probably full of despair.
我们觉得无所谓。
Or maybe you don't care at all.
反正每个人都是这样过。
Because everybody lives like this.
可是当我们认识了耶稣。
But when we know Jesus.
我们的心里面火热。
Our hearts are burning.
我们才后悔说以前那么苍白的人生为什么不早点认识耶稣。
Then we regret all those days in the past when we didn't know him.
我们中间有许多已经是主内的朋友。
Many among us are Christians.
我能够问大家我们的心是火热的吗
Can I ask you if your hearts are burning too?
还是我们的心其实慢慢变得苍白慢得冰变得冰凉
Or are they also slowly cooling down and becoming cold?
要遇见复活的耶稣
You too have to meet the risen Christ.
让我们的心重新火热起来
So that your heart may be burned, may be rekindled again.
但是我们的心如何能够火热呢
But how do you rekindle it?
门徒在路上谈论耶稣的时候，心没有火热。
When the disciples were discussing about Jesus on the road to Emmaus, their hearts were not burning.
甚至他们跟耶稣讲话的时候，心也没有火热。
Even when they spoke with Jesus in person, their hearts didn't burn.
可是当他们聆听耶稣讲解圣经的时候，他们的心火热。
But when they heard Jesus talking about the prophets, their hearts started burning.
我们的心如何火热呢
？How do our hearts burn?
我们要听。
We have to listen.
我们要用我们的耳朵来听。
We have to listen with our ears.
世界上有各式各样的杂音。
There are many noise in this world.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们读神的话。
To read His word.
让我们读神的话得以听见主的声音。
To read His word so we can hear His voice.
有谁记得今天早上诗班所唱的第一首诗歌叫什么？你不要翻字句单上没印。
Don't open your program. What was the first hymn that the choir sang this morning?
记得吗
Do you remember?
有没有人记得叫做什么
What's it called?
叫做聆听
It's called listen.
叫做聆听
The first line of their hymn, listen.
这个Shirley没有跟我串通好。我是昨天才知道会唱这一首诗。
Shirley didn't discuss this with me, but I only found out yesterday that they were singing this hymn.
我们需要聆听。
We need to listen.
从圣经里面聆听。
We need to listen from the Bible.
从我们个人的祷告里面来聆听。
We need to listen as we pray.
在我们最低层的时候。
Even when we are in the depths of our despair.
是耶稣可以遇见我们的时候。
That's when Jesus can come and meet us.
是耶稣能够对我们说话的时候。
It's when He can talk to us and speak to us.
我们人生的路是一个走向夕阳的路。
Our journey in life is a road that approaches dusk.
但是若是在路上我们认识了耶稣
It approaches sunset, but as we know Jesus,
他昨日今日一直到永远是一样的
Yesterday, today, and forevermore, he will stay the same.
他在寻找
He is searching.
他要与我们同行
He wants to walk with us.
他要使我们走向夕阳的人生之路
He will walk with us in our sunset road.
经过了黑暗之后
So that after the darkness,
能够进入黎明的曙光。
That we can see the light of dawn.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你是复活得胜的主。
Because you are the risen and the victorious Christ.
你的死亡是结束死亡的死亡。
Your death overcomes all death.
我们今天相信你的人。
All of us who believe in you today.
我们有活泼的盼望。
We have a living hope.
我们也感谢你。
We thank you.
就是在我们的人生的最低点。
That even at the lowest points in our lives.
就像当年以马忤斯路上的两个门徒。
Just like those disciples on their way to Emmaus.
你与他们同行。
You walked with them.
你与他们说话。
You talked with them.
你带领他们经过人生窄路。
You took them through the narrow road.
今天你也一样能够与我们同行。
Today you too are walking with us.
带领我们经过人生窄路。
And taking us through our narrow road.
我们这样祷告。
We pray.
是奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。